Good day. It's such a privilege to be with you today. And I trust that in our time together, we'll be able to share and learn from what Jesus invites us to learn today. A while back, my family and I were traveling late at night. It was about 11:30 on a Saturday evening. And suddenly, without warning, my car broke down. It made this weird noise and there was no power. And suddenly I just had to drift to the side of the road and came to a standstill there. And there we were, late at night, Saturday evening. And in my world, the next morning early, I had to be back at church ready to preach. And so I was a bit stressed and freaked out about what was happening. And I didn't know what to do. I had no idea. I mean, I could lift the bonnet of the car and act like I knew what was happening there. But the fact is, I really didn't know what was happening. And ironically, when I bought this car, I told my wife, this car I'll drive until the wheels come off. And so I literally did it. At least I'm a man of my word. And so there we were stranded next to the road, not knowing what to do, late at night, trying to figure out where should we go, what's happening, who can help me. And I'm sure most of you, if not all of us, have experienced times such as those in our lives. We've experienced the sudden onset of crisis. Things happening out of our control, something you couldn't plan for. And so in the book of Luke, chapter 11, Jesus invites us to imagine a time such as this in your life. And I want to invite you to use your imagination for a while and think about a time that happened to you, where things just suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Crisis came in. And you had no way to plan for it. You had no way to prepare for it. It was just there. And so Jesus tells a story and he uses words to excite our imagination regarding these times in our lives. And I'd like you to read with me from Luke chapter 11, verses 5-8. And this is what it says. It says, then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. And you say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night and me and my family are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. Jesus is not only telling a story. What is critical in these verses is the first couple of words in verse 5, where the Bible says, he teaches us more about prayer. In the first 4 verses of Luke 11, Jesus teaches us what some of us know as the Father's Prayer. It's a shortened version of that. And so in the first 4 verses, he teaches the form of prayer, how we can pray, how we can speak to God. But in these next couple of verses, verses 5-8, he tells a story to tell us about a type of prayer. Because I believe there are different types of prayer for different situations in our lives. We don't always pray the same. We don't always speak the same. We don't always talk in the same way with people and friends and family and our spouses. And Jesus is talking about a specific type of prayer when crisis is at hand. And the fact of the matter is, all of us, each and every one of us, have, will, or are experiencing midnight moments. We all experience midnight moments. Those moments where crisis seemed to hit without any warning, where things just go awry, where things don't turn out for the good, where the things and the plans that you've made really actually seem to come apart. It's the pressure at work. It's the struggle in your marriage. It's the illness of a child that just doesn't seem to go away. It's things that come at a moment's notice. And those midnight moments are true crises. And we all experience them. I mean, I remember standing next to the road thinking, what should I do? Where should I go? What's happening here? What's this car doing? What's the sound that it's making? Why is it not starting? Why won't it go anywhere? And you have all these questions without real answers. And the thing about midnight moments, about these crises, is that you can't plan for them. They just come, they happen, suddenly, without warning. And sometimes it feels like they come in bunches. Have you experienced that? One thing happens, the car breaks down, and when you get home, 2 days later, the geyser burst. And after you fix the geyser, the gas line needs fixing. And after the gas line, something on the electricity doesn't work. Have you experienced those moments? And this is what Jesus is inviting us to imagine for a while. He's saying this man in the story that he's talking about, he says, suppose you go to a friend's house at midnight in the darkest moment of your life, the moment where something unexpected happened. And this is what happens in the story. There's an unexpected visitor, an unexpected moment. And sometimes we have the ability to navigate those moments. Sometimes we might have a little bit of savings that can help us through something, or we might have a bit of emotional energy left to handle certain things. But many times, midnight moments happen at times when we've got nothing. And this man goes and knocks at a friend's house. And the reality is, he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have bread. He doesn't have the resources to do what needs to be done. Have you experienced that? Are you experiencing that? These midnight moments that just come out of nowhere. Sometimes they're all bunched up and it's just dark. You can't see a way out and you desperately need someone to help you. I know you've experienced that. I know there are people listening to me that are experiencing it right now. You're in a dark place. You're in a scary place. You're experiencing things that you never thought possible. You might be struggling with emotional issues and wrestling with depression and anxiety, and it's dark. And you just need someone. And so standing beside the road that evening with my wife and my children in the car, knowing, well, I got to get them home. I got to keep them safe. I started knocking on doors. And Jesus tells the story of this man knocking on the door and the person inside, the friend inside, saying, listen, don't bother me. The doors are closed. Sometimes when it comes to prayer, it isn't pretty dialogue. Sometimes prayer isn't just speaking and smiling and expressing your heart and your love toward God and experiencing His love and grace in return. Sometimes prayer is ugly. And I had to go in through my phone. Thank God for cell phones that I didn't have to go knock on doors of strangers. And I started phoning people. And preferably at that time of night, you phone people that you think might not be too angry at you for waking them. But the first person that I phoned, no answer. Second person that I phoned, no answer. Third person, no answer. Sometimes in our midnight moments, we experience that and we pray to God and we just experience no answer. Nothing's happening. But as I went through my phone list and call, after a bunch of calls, eventually, my brother answered. See, this is the thing that Jesus is trying to teach us about prayer in the midnight moments, is that persistence is rewarded. If you continue knocking, Jesus says this in this little short parable. He says, listen, if you continue knocking, even if not for friendship's sake, you will get what you need. But sometimes I feel we've lost our ability to fight, our ability to keep on pressing in and praying and remaining on our knees and asking what we need from God. And Jesus is trying to teach this. He's trying to tell us that there's a form of prayer that might sometimes seem a little ugly. It might not be the pretty prayer, but it's the one that keeps on pressing, keeps on asking, keeps on trusting God that He is the one who rewards at the end. And there's a word that Jesus uses when He says, even if it isn't for friendship's sake, you will get what you receive because of your shamelessness. Now, that word shamelessness is an interesting word because in the original Greek, this is the only place that that word appears in the New Testament. So the only other place that we see that word is in popular culture and writings of the day. And that word literally means a lack of sensitivity to what is proper. Jesus is trying to show us something. He's trying to say that sometimes in the midnight moments of your life when things are really hard, you need to be shameless. You almost need a lack of sensitivity for what is proper. It isn't proper to phone people at 11:45 on a Saturday evening and keep on phoning and keep on phoning and keep on phoning. But if I did not do that, I would probably have spent the night next to the road. Sometimes shamelessness, a persistence, is needed in our prayers because we understand something. It's in the midnight moments that when we persevere, when we persist, that we can start believing and seeing and knowing that God is a rewarder. See, God is the one who can help. When I went through my phone list, I specifically phoned certain people. I phoned people that I knew could help me. I did not phone someone with a motorbike because the motorbike couldn't tow my car and couldn't get my family home. I specifically phoned people who I knew had the resources to help me. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says something beautiful, and I want to read this to you. It says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists." And listen to this. "And that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him." God is a rewarder when you sincerely and persistently seek Him. And I know this is really difficult in the midnight moments of our lives, but persistence happens when faith is present. When we continue to muster the faith and have the ability to trust God, we have the ability to persevere and to persist in our prayers. And I think John Calvin said it beautifully when he said, "Nothing is better adapted to excite us to prayer than a full conviction that we shall be heard." When you really know that God listens, that God is the one who hears, God is the one who has the resources that you need in your midnight moment, it sort of excites you to start asking because He is able. One of my favorite verses is Isaiah 59 verse 1. And when I remind myself of the fact that God is a rewarder, when I need to remind myself of the fact that God is able, I usually go to this verse, and it says the following. "Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is His ear too deaf to hear you." That's a promise I can cling to. Because in my midnight moments, in the moments where life doesn't make sense, where things don't really go the way that I planned, where there's an unexpected thing happening and crisis is hitting and I'm struggling with certain things, I know God rewards. God is a rewarder for those who sincerely seek Him. And so when I go through difficult times, I trust God that He hears, that He is able to save, that He listens to my call. Sometimes our persistence feels like God's not answering. And I want to remind you that God does answer. And there's in Scripture a couple of instances that teaches us something about this. Because you might be listening to me today and you might say, well, I've been praying and I don't see the answer coming. I don't see God's hand coming. Well, there were a few cases in Scripture that the same thing happened. In Joshua chapter 3, the Israelites were crossing the Jordan into the promised land. And the Bible teaches that the moment that the priests put their feet in the river, it started drying up. But not there, 30 kilometers upstream at a town called Adam. I guess you'd have to wait quite a while for 30 kilometers of water to dry up before you can go through. But you see, they had to have faith that the answer was there. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, you see the story where Daniel asks God for something, and eventually, 21 days later, an angel appears to him and tells him, listen, from the moment that you prayed, your prayers were heard. I just couldn't get to you with the answer because there were things happening in the spiritual realm, and I was held up, and I was on my way, but I couldn't get to you. I wonder if we stop praying sometimes in our difficult seasons because we lack the faith to trust that God is still a rewarder. And I want to encourage you today. If you're going through a tough season, if you're struggling with things, then I want to remind you that God is able to reward. God is able to give you the bread that you need. That's why we knock on his door. That's why Jesus tells the story. He says, in the midnight hour, you go to a friend's house. Firstly, you go to someone's house that you know is able to help you. But then there's a persistence, a shamelessness, a lack or sensitivity for things that is proper. And you just keep on knocking because you know God will reward. So I want to leave you with a quote from Winston Churchill. And he said, if you're going through hell, keep going. Some of you might be listening to me right now, and you're going through hell. Your spouse has been unfaithful. Your kids might be addicts. You might be struggling with some mental issues. Illness is not leaving your body. Work is too much. The pressure is not letting up. Things might be breaking all at once in your life and you have no way of repairing them and keeping things going. I don't know what your situation is today, but one thing I do know and that I believe with all my heart is that God is still able. His ear is not deaf that he can't hear you, and his arm is not too short that he can't help you. God is able to help. And my prayer for you today is that you will once again be able to reignite your faith, even if it's only a little bit, and trust God that he will open that door and he will give you the bread that you need. I pray that his Spirit will comfort you in this moment. And then maybe you're in a good season. And then I pray that the next time that you go through a midnight moment, that you will experience the knowing, the understanding that God is listening. And that you will persevere and persist in your prayers. I pray that his Holy Spirit will be with you in this moment, wherever you might be. But I'd like to pray for you this morning. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that this morning we can remind ourselves of the fact that you are a loving Father. You are able to help. You are able to assist. You are a rewarder. Lord, and sometimes we find ourselves in midnight moments. moments where life just seems a bit too much, where things don't work out, where unplanned things happen, where crisis hit without us being able to foresee it. But in this moment, I pray that your Spirit will remind each and everyone that you are the one who is able to assist, who is able to help. And then I pray that your Spirit will strengthen every heart to be able to persist in prayer, to keep on knocking until they receive the answer that they desire, until they receive the outcome that they need. Thank you that we can pray to you and know that you listen. And in this moment, I ask that your Spirit will be with each and every one, that your comfort will be with them, that you will strengthen them, and that you will encourage them. And I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that you will have a blessed day. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will be with you, that he will fellowship with you. I pray that the grace of Jesus Christ might be present in your life. And may you experience the freedom that only he gives. In the name of Jesus, amen.